Welcome to the Bougie Black Brother Network. Welcome to Urban Lifestyle Cafe. I'm Michael, your Bougie Black Brother, and I'm here with my co-host, Alicia.
Hello.
And today we completed our season ending second season of Insecure. Y'all had us last year when we had the first season, which was pretty amazing. And now we finally got to go over to the second season. And here is, this was, well, let's switch it to Alicia, because if y'all don't know, Issa Rae is the creator of that. She had a, what, she was it YouTube, baby? Or was it just,
yes, she had a YouTube series.
She had a YouTube series that Larry Wilmore actually got with her and helped her create an HBO series of the same thing she did, but extended it and made it such an amazing, amazing series. The web series was called Awkward Black Girl, and it premiered in October 2016, and we couldn't get enough of it, and we basically couldn't wait to see the second season. So you remember how the last season ended, babe?
Yeah, definitely remember that.
So tell us how it ended.
It ended her having an affair with another person.
So there's a character that she had a long time ago, they went to school with, and with her live-in boyfriend, who really wasn't doing much. He was trying to start an internet.
He had an app that he wanted to push out.
Yeah. And when he just sat on it, he really wasn't doing anything out of it, and she was trying to push him to do better. Single girl, she was supporting a boyfriend, but she was really getting tired until he stepped in, or old friend stepped in, and circumstances came that she wanted more excitement in her life and slept with him, and they broke up. He left her, and the series ended with her breaking up. But the new season opened with her saying, what am I going to do?
Yeah, she was trying to, she was hoping and praying that her ex come back to her.
Yep.
And then started to realize that was not going to happen.
So the show centers basically on Issa and her friends, you know, her main good friends, Molly, yeah. Carter. I think her name is Yvonne Orji, O-R-J-I. And her, their extended friendship with a lot of other different people. Lawrence, her boyfriend, his name is Jay Ellis. He's one of the central characters. And throughout the series, you see it centers around pretty much all three of them with a couple of other
extra people,
extras that was there that are reoccurring. Yeah. So there was main characters, that was them, and reoccurring characters. That was like pretty cool. You know, a couple of her friends, Tiffany, Kelly, and a couple of other ones. This season, they brought in her brother. It's her brother. They brought in Molly's family, her two brothers and her parents. And surprisingly, they brought in another love interest to Molly, which was one of Alicia's favorites, Sterling K. Brown.
Yes. Yes, I love him.
So he showed up there, which was like really pretty cool, because he's just an amazing actor. He didn't do much, but when he was on, you kind of was like waiting. You'd be like, oh, what is he going to do? Is he going to be more involved? He was this. But he had a good guest appearance.
It was a small role. Yeah, it was a small role, but it was a good role. It was a really good role for what the show was all about.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, with Molly dating and all, he came in and did his thing, which I thought was pretty cool. So, this season, as you was going through the different episodes on this season, baby, what was your thoughts? What was your expectation, and is your thoughts as we went through it? Because it was only eight.
Yeah, it was only 8, and my expectations before we got to see it was her and Lawrence getting back together.
Right.
But that didn't happen. And the good thing is that I love the fact that they showed the relationship having problems. And it wasn't, and was like, you know, any other show probably would have put them together the next series. But I love the fact that she's growing and she's understanding her situation and wanting to know what she wanted to do, because she's still unsure on what she wanted to do.
Right. So he was growing too.
Yes, he was.
I love the way it was written, because they, you know, he had the way he thought about how things should be. And then he started meeting people who was telling him,
you got issues.
You got issues too, dude. It's not just what she did. You got some issues. And then he brought those issues to the next girl that he was with and kind of destroyed that, because he was bringing along those issues.
Right.
And then when he destroyed that one, he went with someone else and brought those same issues once again. And he had to learn from that. And I think the writing was really, really cool to give his standpoint, because you're going to have to understand him in order to understand her, in order to understand the relationship.
That's right.
So they took the time to establish them and their issues. You know, with her, she tried to get over him by just saying, look, I'll just have some random sex with a couple of guys.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But you see, she wasn't comfortable with that.
Yeah, either. She wasn't either. And she really was hoping to, you know, to say, okay, I want to make this relationship work with this other person. But then again, then she said, I don't even want to be with this person. I just want the sex with this person.
Right.
Then she was like, I don't want to be near this person at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could like, just like feel the, you just could feel her energy is like, how she was just unsure, insecure.
Yeah, with the things that she did.
Yeah.
You know, they went back through again, which if you saw in the first season, she was working for a nonprofit that uplifted children and tried to get better education for inner city schools and different things. And you saw that she still wasn't really focused correctly with that.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
She even struggled back with her job again and with her coworkers with actually having a perspective. So even her perspectives were challenged in different ways and everything. So made it really interesting to actually kind of transition from the first. So my expectation was they was kind of drop him and you wouldn't see him, and she would probably be back with the guy that she slept with, and I thought it was gonna go from there. And then at the end, she just wanted him back. But they wrote it so well that they had all of that in there.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it was 8 episodes, they gave you enough to not think that you rushed through it.
Right.
They gave you enough to want more.
Right. Yeah.
But go ahead.
Because with that, you said let's talk about Molly.
Yeah.
You know, Molly goes to psychiatrist and then decides.
Didn't want to talk. Yeah,
I'm like, and she's like, well, that's the purpose, you know. Issa's like, well, what the hell?
Yeah, she's like, she all in my business and everything.
Like,
and then he was like, but that's what she's there for.
Yeah, exactly. And Molly herself trying to find a relationship compared to her parents.
Mm-hmm.
And then find out that her father had an affair, and then she realized they wasn't the perfect parents after all.
Right.
Or had
right.
the perfect relationship. And that was very interesting, because she realized that nothing is perfect. You know?
Right.
Because
right.
she you know, in the first series, you just wondering why she's looking, you know, kept looking for this right person. And you know, and then she come to the second series, and she tells her brother said, well, my brother married a stripper, mm-hmm. but he said, I love her though. You know, she trapped me, but I love her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas Molly don't love nobody. You know, it's like she's just trying to find somebody to fit the part.
Yeah, fit the perfect mold. And even when she finds people, it's still not good enough.
Not so for her,
really
no.
She really doesn't know what she really wants. Mm-hmm. And then, and this is why I thought it was written so well, that they didn't rush through it, but they gave you enough information. So what she was going through as well was a black woman in a white law firm, when she finds out that one of the white people in there is making more, white men is making more than her. Mm-hmm. And she was like, wait a minute, I do more for this company
yep.
than these guys do. So she goes on fact finding or searching to say, is this right? Mm-hmm. Or let me be involved with the boys club. And you see her go through the process. She shows up at the a hockey game.
Yeah, yeah.
Had a good rapport with one of the head guys, but when he got back to the office, it was totally different.
Right.
And she was like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? And then they turned around and she actually said, hey, look, I think I need a raise based on what I've done for the company and right. everything.
And they, what did they say?
Let's wait for your review.
Next year.
She was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and part of that storyline, too, was there was a woman that was transferred to a branch in
Chicago.
And one of the black lawyers that was there was kind of mentoring her through to say, the hell with that. You need to front them. And then he was like, you're more valuable than that. Anybody will take you. So what he wanted, what he helped her is to actually
go out there
and see what her value was.
Yeah, yeah.
And which then, she did.
And so they said, we found out that you were looking around. And so
No, before that.
What's that?
She was interviewing and they said on paper, like one of the interviews with the black firm was like, on paper you was really, really good. But now that we meet you, wow, you're pretty good. And she said, hey, they want to give me an offer and blah, blah, blah. She said, but I want to get back to the firm and whichever one gives me whatever, I'll take it. And that's why I found that it was pretty good on that. But go ahead. When they actually sat her down and found out that she was looking.
Yeah.
What did they say on that?
I thought that was so fucked up.
What's that?
Was the fact that, you know, what did they say? How did they say it? They say, the face of the company, or we found out that you was out there looking around or putting yourself out there, and it's like, we'll give you some special award, which she thought it was an offer letter for more money.
Yep.
And it was just a little piece of paper, a certificate.
Yep.
And then they said, we'll put you on the face of the website. You'll be
in the newsletter.
And the news. And she, I mean, I was waiting for, and that's when they cut right there. Because, you know, I was waiting for her to say, oh, hell no. I'm getting more money from these other companies. And you just want to give me a piece of paper?
Yeah.
But you didn't hear that part. You didn't go to that part.
So,
that was really, really interesting.
So, you know, she kind of showed that, you know, people of minorities or women, if you get some quick accolades, you should be happy. And you see with them, they was excited to say, yeah, this should be good enough, right? This should be good enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to be acknowledged, hey, we just did that. Isn't that good enough? They didn't realize, you know, that's not good enough. That's not what she was asking for. But they just hoped that that's what she would take
right.
and say,
right.
you
right.
know what, this is how we're going to show you that we truly appreciate you and put you up front.
Right.
Just like any normal thing. Hey, I think you're the greatest manager or the lawyer. No. If you think I'm great, you need to pay me.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
Yeah.
And like you said, they didn't go into it yet, but because it went toward, which was cool. Again, they build up to that. And then by the time they built up to it, the season was over.
Mm-hmm.
So you know going into the next season, she's going to have to make a decision.
Well, either the next season, you'll see her unpacking her boxes at another firm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or they're giving her an offer letter to stay.
So I don't think so. I think this will be a great transition to
her going to a new job someplace.
For a new job. And then she's going to, you can see her struggles mm-hmm. with starting over, basically.
Well, I was hoping, I mean, the with Lionel, the guy she was dating, who was Sterling,
mm-hmm.
I was hoping that it would have been some incentive for her to open up her own practice.
Yeah, or work with him with his marketing company.
Yeah, and another thing is, too, with him, I mean, Issa told her, he's just like you. Mm-hmm. Yep, and she didn't get it. She said, there's something weird about him.
Yeah, because he's just like you.
Yeah, and I mean, I just love the fact that they played, they perfect for, you know, black, you know, it was like, they're black educated, you know, but they just ghetto in some way, you know, no, what I'm just saying?
Straight hood, they yeah. hood chicks, but but they're educated.
Yes, yes.
So they're never going to let that go. Mm-hmm. And if you saw the first series, you know who they are. So on the second series, it's not like they were trying to act hood. It's just who they were.
That's who they were.
And they wasn't going to change. They weren't going to say, okay, now that you know we was hood like that, now let's make it cleaner. No, they stayed the same, and I appreciated how they continued.
Oh my
gosh,
she is this. I mean, it's amazing because this is. So you know, we know that there's just upper class blacks that you know act like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and still ghetto.
Yeah,
but you know, that's just how we are. You know, I'm just saying but there's a lot of us like that. You know, and I just love the fact that she shows that. She shows that so well in her TV show.
Yeah, and, you know, the people who they deal with, the places that they go, the things that they like, it doesn't matter. You know, it really doesn't matter. And they try to ensure that you know these characters are who they are. They're mm-hmm. not trying to be other than who they are.
Yeah, yep. Because, you know, she go to, he like... Lawrence, first girl, the first part of his girlfriend from the first part, mm-hmm. went to their family reunion.
And he was kind of like, I don't want to be part of this family. I'm not ready for that.
Right, because he's like, you know, I'm not getting married to you. Why would I want to
be hanging with your family?
Yeah, but you see that, you know, she works at a bank. She has a certain presentation of herself. Mm-hmm. And then you see her family like that. Then you see Issa's brother who was like...
gay, and but he but was so cool. He was gay, but he didn't. He wasn't the
flamboyant,
the typical gay. Right. Look how gay he is. No, he was just gay, and it wasn't even spoke about. It was just that dude's gay. Mm-hmm. But you moved on, and they didn't try to focus on it, right, which I thought was pretty cool as well.
Because I love the fact that Issa's brother was gay. Then you had Molly's two brothers, you know, for the family reunion.
Mm-hmm.
And he met her parents, and they were just normal people.
Yeah.
Where you see Molly living in this condo.
High-class condo. Yeah,
exactly. Because it wasn't like, you know, you seen them all up close. No, you know, this is Molly. This is Issa. Mm-hmm. And then you seen their family in their other areas of life.
So, and the good thing was, just because one of them is way up there doesn't mean all of them are way up there. Because remember, I think the guy Lionel asked her, so what about your family? Are you the only one? She's like, well, my brother married a stripper. My other brother, he's 26 and he don't even have a driver's license. You know what I mean? So she just said it straight up.
No.
And it was kind of like, okay.
I loved it because this season was really about not just them, but the people around them.
So I think the first season you had to know who the main characters were.
Mm-hmm.
The second season of this one that we just watched showed you why they were who they were. You know what I mean? So you see Issa and you can see that she's who she is and with her brother. And he started showing up. He wasn't really exclusive, or they didn't have a portion that they hung out.
Mm-hmm.
But he showed up every now and then because he didn't show up at all in the first one. But he showed up every now and then in the season two. It looked like Molly was an only child.
Yes,
come
he
to
did.
Find out, no, she wasn't. she just don't deal with them like that. And it's funny because they don't deal with their family like that because they hang out with their girls,
right,
majority of the time.
Yes,
and then some school friends that came up, that one of her school friends, the Hispanic guy, come to find out he has an open marriage, but they know each other, and she was dealing with that, and she was kind of like, it's just really uncomfortable. So it was really odd, the small things that they actually put in there, and it really worked. I think it worked really well. But it was very entertaining, and I love the way they wrote it. And, you know, except for just saying things verbatim, there was so many great conversations with Molly and her girlfriend. There was great conversation with Issa and all of her girls together where they had different things.
Their relationship,
there was portions in there that was so entertaining that made the show, like, really, really good. And then you had... her boyfriend, what's his name?
Lawrence. Yeah.
When he was with his boys and they had different type of conversations. And it was pretty cool. And they showed him going through, you know, when he worked at the company that he was in, and he was like the only black guy, and they was kind of like catering to him because they really wanted to keep the black guy. So you do great work. Thanks.
Yeah.
But they really wasn't being critical because they didn't want to be critical to the black guy.
Right.
And they kept saying, hey, where you get those sneakers from? Hey, everything? Nope. I don't have any questions. Hey, where do you get those sneakers from? Or, hey, what did you call them again? So they was, you know, kind of fixated on his blackness.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And went from there. And then he met a girl that was there, and, you know, they started building a relationship, and come to find out that he still had issues that he continued to have to deal with that, you know, kind of ruined their relationship there, too. But overall, I think it was a very, very great season. I think the first season kind of blew you away because you haven't seen anything like that, you know. I never seen that other HBO one. Remember the other HBO one called, I think, Girls?
Yeah, I remember
with the white girl that was hanging out in New York. And
that was a very big...
That was a big thing, but I didn't want to see that.
Yeah, I wasn't too interested in either.
So when we saw this, the first season, it just kind of blew us away. It was like, wow, the writing, the acting, the way she did things in there was just so, so amazing. And I kind of wanted to throw this in, too. I kind of compared it to what Spike Lee should have done.
I knew you was going to do that. And Spike Lee could have made this exactly. Just as good as this.
But this showed how stuck in his ways he was. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know...
I mean,
Issa talked to herself, but she was in a mirror.
Right.
She wasn't talking to a camera.
Right.
She was talking to herself. She was doing that to
because
hype
she's a poet. Yeah, she was a poet. She and she
rapped.
And, right. And the other thing is that she was in the nonprofit. She's struggling, but she was working. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it ain't like she, you know, I wanted Spike Lee to get away from
the typical shit.
Yeah.
All the shit that he knows and say, break away from what you know.
Yeah.
Just because it was good the first time doesn't mean it's going to continue to be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he stuck with it. And the fact that he stuck with it was very, very disappointing.
Yeah.
But anywho. But overall, I thought this was a great season two. I look forward to season three because it was so well done. And they had multiple writers on there. Issa wrote a couple. And I checked out a couple of other female directors, I think, and writers as well. So that made it just as interesting. So they did a really good job with this second season.
Yeah, Debbie Allen did one too.
Did she?
Yes. Yes, Debbie Allen was in there.
Which is like really cool, really, really cool. So
she did the she did 2016, but for 2017 there was a couple of women who have done it for 2017, and Kevin Bray for 2017 as well. But he was the only male; all the rest of them were women.
Yeah, so made sense though because it gave a much better perspective of how they felt about things. And I just thought it was an amazing, amazing, amazing season. So I really look forward to the next season. So what do you rate this season?
I mean, I really, because it was 8 episodes, I was disappointed with that.
Yeah, I wanted a lot more.
Yeah.
I wanted a lot more. So
I mean, so with that, I have to give it a low rating.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be an 8.5.
Oh, okay. That ain't low, but acceptable. So I'm rating it, once again, a 9, because she's amazing. She had me laughing. I saw the realism in a lot of things that she did. I think the acting on there was so well done. I think the characters, you really liked the characters, or you felt for the characters. It was really, you was emotionally attached or part of the characters that they developed, which I thought was really, really good, that a lot of shows aren't capable of doing. And again, the music was so cool.
Yes, the music was amazing.
SZA was all over there. So I mean, there was some album.
Yeah, there was some other songs on there. I was like, hey, babe, who's this? I don't know. Let me check. So the music was good. The music was really, really good. And you know, with this, actually, the show came out in July. The second series came out in July, and we're just now watching it.
Yeah. So there's a lot of stuff.
So just imagine SZA's music out in July, and we're now in December.
Yeah, so I did it on Car Wax Podcast closer to when she released it. So I think the week that she released her album, I reviewed it and said, this was amazing. You know, my son was kind of like, hey, she's okay. And I was like, nah, man, this was pretty, pretty cool. And that's why she's running up on Grammy Awards. And it's worth it. She's really, really talented. And the music on there, they did just such a good job on there. Such a good job. And so many different. They had even my boy J.I.D. on there, which a lot of people don't know. But they had his song Never on there. So really, really good. If you like music too, you'll even enjoy the complimentary music that played with it. But lots of good stuff. So yeah, so Alicia said 8.5, I said a 9. So I'm like, you got to see it. Even if you didn't see the first series, this is such a good show. Such a good show. We waited too long to see this.
Yes, we did.
We waited did. Entirely too long. We would have enjoyed it and would still been probably talking about it. Yeah, but
I want to see it again.
So Issa Rae, pick up.
This is what's good about Insecure. You can watch this series over and over again.
Yeah, because there was so much on there that you can rewind and say, oh, that was so cool. Oh yeah, what about yeah? So really, really cool. So BougieBlackBrother.com, CoffeeWomenInTech.com, BougieBlackBro, Instagram, and Twitter. Find Black Woman, BLK, Black Woman, on Instagram and IG. And check us out on YouTube as well, on the Bougie Black Brother Network. And you'll be able to see a couple of our videos on the actual shows and other shows, and this one is pretty much the audio podcast. So anything else, Boo?
No, darling.
So we enjoyed it, and you need to go out and check it out. Urban Lifestyle Cafe, we thank you for stopping by and hope to see you soon.
Bye.